The time at 15 past 11. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And time for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning to everybody out there, and happy fall.
Happy fall. Yeah, yesterday was the first day of fall. That was one of my favorite seasons.
It's really nice out there. It's not so darn hot like it was this summer.
Yep. Yeah, we had 20-some 90-degree days, they said, this summer. So
that can be our off-the condition.
Yep. Yeah,
fall colors and cooler weather, and it's nice out.
Yep. Yeah, before we get started, we're going to open up our phone lines again for any questions you have for Dwayne. Give us a call at the radio station here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with a question for Dwayne. And Dwayne, we have the plant of the week. Let's talk about that.
Well, I texted you, got plants of the week I have put down. Fall bulbs that flower in the spring, okay? There's bulbs that you have to plant in the fall, okay? Like tulips, daffodils, crocus, and a number of other ones. They're called fall bulbs because they have to go through a chill treatment or a cool treatment. So they have to go through the winter in the ground or in your refrigerator. And then they come up in the spring. The tulips come up in the spring and bloom. It's that time of season. It's time to plant your fall bulbs.
Okay. You have a number of different bulbs there at your store, right?
At our stores, yep. We have, again, all different colored tulips, which do well here. Daffodils, we've got yellow and white. Some crocus, some allium plants. And we also have some lilies and a few other novelty-type bulbs. And like the ones we talk about in the spring, is some of those ones like the naked lady bulbs and that type of stuff. So fall is the time for planting. You know, our kind of theme in the fall is for planting. That's it. If you think about it, that's when Mother Nature does her planting, all the seeds on the trees and all that type of stuff. And farmers harvest their crops in the fall. And, I mean, that's when the plant puts out their seeds to get growing. So fall is a good time to be planting. I know that's one of our questions that we have today is, can I plant my perennials in the fall? Mm-hmm. And fall is a great time. The reason is cooler evenings, warmer days, fall rains, and we've gotten our fall rains, and that gets them off to a good start for next year.
Okay, good. So what's our horticultural concern of the week, Dwayne?
Oh, a concern, it's an activity that you got to do, is that if you have plants that you want to save for over the winter, you know, a lot of people bring in, they set out their hibiscus plant, or they set out some of their, you know, green plants, house plants, or they want to try to save some of their plants so they can have them for next year, is that you got to bring them in because they're not winter hardy here, okay? If you're winter hardy plants and you're going to save them, I would definitely spray them with an insecticide fungicide mix. We have a spray that's called 3-in-1, and spray them to get the bugs off them, the diseases off them, because you don't want to bring that into your house. And then we have a product called systemic insecticide, which is a granule. You sprinkle that into the pot, into the soil, stir it up a little bit and water it, and that gets into the plant. And if there's anything that's on your plant or in your plant, that'll take care of it.
Okay. All right, there you go.
What's that?
I was just going to say, once again, our phone lines are open at 320-598-7301. I know a lot of people have questions for Dwayne, so give us a call. Once again, 598-7301.
Hey, Paul, we got to talk a little bit about you and your granddaughter.
Yeah, I appreciate what Betty did for me this morning, and you. My granddaughter had knee surgery in Marshall yesterday, and she's home recovering, and Grandpa and Grandma wanted to send something different for a teenage girl, and boy, Betty did a nice job arranging, putting some candy in the basket with some carnations and a balloon, and you sent me a picture of it, and it looks awesome, Dwayne.
Oh, thank you. You know, I've been doing flower business for 40-some years now, and I get the privilege of doing a lot of the deliveries and bringing flowers, you know, to different people. And you know what? I think maybe in the last 47 years, I have had two people who weren't appreciative of the flowers or the candy, but most of them, it puts a smile on their face, and they're very appreciative, and, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yep, and Betty put it together just great. She threw candy in there for her, and the carnations look beautiful. So thank you for
Betty's
doing
gonna that. Have to pay you a quarter for every time you say her name. You know what, Paul?
What?
We didn't put any carnations in there.
But
the younger kids, they like these Gerber daisies.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
That flower looks daisy yellow in the middle. I sent a picture to it to Paul, if people are wondering. And it's the younger generation, or even us old guys, like Gerber daisies. Kind of a trend right now.
Okay.
We got Gerber daisies and a lot of filler flowers in there, and all that's in a vase, Paul, and we put it in a basket, and then she put some filler in there, and then we put all this, what you called movie candy, in there, and then tied a Get Well balloon on there. So okay. I'm going to have the privilege of delivering that this afternoon to your granddaughter.
Oh, awesome. Well, if she happens to be listening, it's not going to be a surprise anymore then.
Well, it's a surprise it was on the radio.
Yep. Well, thank you again. That was great. You guys do a great job. That was a great service, so appreciate it.
If anybody else needs flowers, don't be afraid to call Heather Floral at Madison Dawson at Montevideo. We'll take good care of you.
Okay. All right, got a few questions being called in here. Dwayne, when to cut back oriental lilies?
I cut mine back a long time ago. Usually what you do is let them yellow down. That means the energy's all came out of the leaves and goes into the ground and is built up in the bulb and the root system. And you can definitely cut those down now.
Okay. Lilies, oriental lilies, is that what they're called?
Oriental lilies is a big lily. It's very, very pretty. There's white Casablanca lilies, they're called, or the pink ones. There's called Firefall, and a number of different ones, and you can cut those down. You also have Asiatic lilies, which are other lilies that you can cut down now, too. Usually with a lot of your perennials, which we're talking about, is that you wait till after a frost, and you know if the plant is all limp and doesn't look good, you should definitely cut that down so it's ready to go for next year. Some of the other ones that still look good, you know, like the grasses and stuff, and if you want that look over winter, you can just leave them up, but your perennial grasses you should definitely cut off early next spring.
Okay. I think you touched on this earlier, Dwayne. Can a person plant perennial plants yet in the fall?
Definitely. It's probably the best time of the year. Okay. Again, cooler nights, warm days, it'll still root. And there's a good selection out there yet, usually at, you know, garden centers. So we have a lot of different perennials, and we're doing a lot of landscaping and planting perennials at this time of the year. So great time to do it.
All right, this has to do with your lawn. This question here, kind of a two-part question. Can I weed and feed my lawn in the fall, or can I weed and feed my lawn after the frost comes?
You know, the term weed and feed, okay? Usually buy a bag of fertilizer with a weed killer in it, okay? So it's a one-step process. That's what I consider a weed and feed, okay? Your weed and feed, the weed itself has to be wet, like early morning dew type thing, so so that when you spread this fertilizer weed killer, it sticks onto the leaf, okay? And if you don't do that, it's not the best type of weed killer. If you're referring to Weed and Feed as you put a fall fertilizer on there,
mm-hmm.
and then you spray with, like we do, Paul, Trimec,
yep.
I think you get a better kill on your weeds in the fall. And you can do that now because it has been cooler, or else if you get a first frost, or you do that when you get some of those early frosts, the chemistry of the plant, the chemistry of the weed is right, because it's taking that energy from the leaf and storing it into the root for over winter so it can grow again next year. So if you spray and get that spray on the leaf, it's going to take that spray into the root a lot better than the hot summer days. A lot easier to kill your weeds in the fall.
All right. Well, Chris is handing me questions here, Dwayne, so left and right here. The phone's been ringing.
Long answer.
Yeah. Yep. This person wants to know, the butternut squash vines have died down. Can I leave them in the garden yet, or should they be harvested now? Butternut squash vines.
Baby nut, honey nut, butternut squash is our favorite squash over here.
Okay.
And I just picked two of them today. If your vines are dead, you might as well pick them, or... because if you leave them out there, it's kind of wet out there, that they could start rotting because of the moisture we've had. Just pick them and let them dry out a little bit. And I wouldn't leave them lay out there.
You wouldn't?
Nope.
Okay. So harvest them now then.
Well, unless you put something underneath, just don't let them rot. And if they stay okay out there, you can leave them out there. But something might get them or whatever. Deer might eat them or whatever. Might as well take them now.
All right. Well, here's a question about strawberries, and I had a bunch of strawberries on my cereal this morning.
Can't beat that.
No, they were great. What's the best time to transplant strawberries? What is best spray? Well, it's two questions. What is the best spray to use on strawberries to kill weeds? So what's the best time to transplant strawberries?
You could transplant strawberries right now, and usually just strawberries send out runners instead of new plant. You want to move those new plants, okay, the ones at the end of the runners, because they're going to be the youngest and healthiest and more vigorous ones next year. You should do that right now. I have a friend in Florida, and I get some plants from him. He says, you people up in Minnesota think that it has to be so late in the fall before you transplant. He said, you guys should be transplanting in September. Mm-hmm. And it's September, so it's time to do that.
Talk about transplanting. I don't know too much about that.
The strawberry situation, okay, you're going to go dig up the little babier plants or the little plants or the younger plants, and then they're probably going to start a new bed, a new area. So you should prepare that area that you're going to transplant them into, which with putting some compost in there or definitely some Eco Elements fertilizer, starter fertilizer, okay. So they get a good start. So you have a good soil base, then you dig up this other little plant, transplant it into that area, dig a hole, have the crown at the same level that it was taken out of the ground, and then you plant strawberries about every 9 inches apart.
Okay.
So you'll get a new bed for next year.
Okay, we're running out of time here. We'll continue with the strawberry questions next week. Dwayne, you got about a minute here. What's happening at Heather?
Oh, definitely fall. Lot of people planting trees. We sold, like I said last week, I don't think I've ever sold so many trees in one season, but we have a great selection of trees. People are definitely putting in lawns, grass seed, fall fertilizers, and fall decorations. We have a great selection of pumpkins, and our mums are huge. So fall mums for putting out on your step. We have some perennial mums too if you want to plant them into your garden.
All
is for planting, so we're here at Heather Nursery and Floral in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right, thanks a lot, Dwayne. Got to run. See you next week.
See you, Paul.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby.